there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest this week has been in one of the UK's biggest girl groups ever. She's had 5 number ones, 2 Brit Awards, a Mobo and an Ivor Novello. She's back with a brand new gorgeous single, Kiss of Life. Tray tables up, scratch cards away, pop your dupe in the overhead lockers. It's All Saints, Shaznay Lewis. Look who we've got on board. It's Shaznay Lewis. How you doing?
I'm good, my darling.
What shall I call you? Shaz, Shaznay, Ms. Lewis?
Shaz. Although I've had a lot of Shaz Slay recently. I've read a lot of that, which is quite hilarious.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good,
I'm not
yeah.
I'm that, but I'll
Death
go
drop,
with it.
Shaz Slay. Now, where was the last time I saw you?
The last time I saw you was on your show, and I have fond memories of straddling you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got the letter from my lawyer. No means no. Thank you. So listen, what are you like as a traveller? Do you enjoy travelling? Do you do it for fun? Do you do it to relax? Or
I love travelling. I do it to relax. Since having children, I'm more into definitely more relaxing and less sightseeing.
Yeah.
I'm not an explorer or anything like that. I much prefer to grab a book and lay there for 10 days and not move.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm that kind of...
All right, they're good for you.
Yeah.
just lay on... Yeah, on
the, just, yeah. just lay on the lounger and not move.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Where did you go on holiday as a kid?
I did a few holidays, not that many. I did about 3 holidays as a child and I went to Jamaica.
Oh, what's
each
that
time
like?
With my mum. Well, actually then I did not like it at all. We used to stay with family... I suppose because obviously living here, I had my own room and my own space, so I didn't really like sharing a room with anybody. Mm. Yeah, I didn't really enjoy my holidays as a child to Jamaica, but actually as an adult, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on my wish list. I'd love to go
really?
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us, have you ever had a holiday romance?
Yeah, I have. Oh. In Jamaica.
Tell me.
That's probably the best part about the holiday.
Tell me everything. I want to hear everything.
I was a teen and I remember I met a friend. He was a friend of my cousin's and he was really sweet. And then I came back and then he kept writing me love letters. But obviously by the time I got back, I was over it.
Yeah. Oh, harsh.
Yeah. Well, there's no more sun, sea, robot, you know, yeah, that wasn't, yeah. It wasn't around, so it was like, ew.
Next. Where's one of the best places you've ever been?
Oh, it's going to sound really sucky if I say the Maldives.
But Everyone's been to the Maldives. Yeah. Everyone says it on here.
Yeah, it really was. Mainly because, so I have quite a few allergies. I'm quite a nightmare when it comes to food. Oh. And I remember, usually, you know, I'd say my allergies and that'd be that.
Yeah.
And then I'd opt for something else on the menu.
Yeah.
And in the Maldives, I'm going back now about 20 odd years ago. This is how long ago.
I mean, how bad? What is it like, nuts? Are you one of those people you can't open some nuts on a plane?
I'm nuts. I'm fish. I'm eggs.
Fish, eggs, nuts. What do you eat? Greggs.
Greggs. I love salads. Yes. I love chicken. I mean, there's so much I can eat. And I suppose out of the three, if I could choose one that I could eat, it would be fish. I'd love to be able to eat fish. And
imagine being in the Maldives and you can't eat fish.
No fish. No fish. But so, I mean, obviously, because now allergies are a huge thing. But going back 20 odd years, nothing was a problem. They went and made everything again. And I remember just crying in the restaurant thinking, oh, my God, this is really nice. And nothing seemed too much. And I remember when we left, when we all left, like whoever, you know, guests were leaving the hotel, they did it for everybody, but they would come out and just wave, because they're, you know, little islands, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they'd come out and wave goodbye. And I just remember thinking, this is just some of the nicest people. Yeah. So that was probably one of my favourite experiences on holiday.
I've got a story about allergies. I went to get a crown fitted. Now, someone actually thought it was like a head crown, but it was a dental crown. I mean, I'm not that deluded. People went, on your head? I was like, no, on my teeth. And then he said, oh, do you want to go and see the hygienist? Stick with this story. Mm. Hygienist. And then she went, have you got any allergies? I said, no. And then she said, do you drink lots of tea? I said, no. Do you drink wine? I went, no. I said, do you smoke? She went, I know the answer to this. It's no. And I thought, oh, my God, my teeth must look amazing. She grabbed my arm and said, thank you. Your book has stopped so many of my friends from smoking. They thought I was Alan Carr, the no smoking guru.
Are you serious?
Who died 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
That's a bit of a comeback, isn't it?
Are you serious? Yeah. That's who she thought you were.
Yeah. Right? But he died 20 years ago. He doesn't even say Alan. It's A-L-L-E-N. And when I first started getting on the telly, I was invited by a Dr. Wong to go to Japan to talk about nicotine addiction.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah,
oh,
my friend was like, oh, you should just go. Yeah. I thought, I mean, I am a chancer, but even I can't turn
that'd
up.
Be funny.
Hello in my little coat. Fags are bad.
We would like to remind all our passengers that this is a no-smoking flight. If you could refrain from lighting up a cigarette, that would be very much appreciated. If you've got a problem with that, come to me, OK? Shazlay.
Where's somewhere that you've been that you really didn't like? And we're not slagging off places, because this is a podcast of love.
Yeah.
But anywhere that's just a bit disappointed? Did it chuck it down in Chicago? Did you pull a muscle in Puglia?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. That made me laugh. I was a bit disappointed in Egypt, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because apparently the pyramids, they're right next to a city, isn't it? You know that lovely shot of the pyramids? If you turn round, then there's like a Lidl or something.
I didn't even get to the pyrimids. I was meant to go to the pyramids.
Tell me everything. What happened then?
Well, we went to, first of all, actually, we got, oh God, how deep can I get on this
get
podcast?
Really deep. Right.
Oh,
we
no.
love
so
deep
we got
shit,
to,
deep
well, we
shit.
We landed late at night. The car that was meant to pick us up wasn't there. So the hotel said, it's fine, just grab a taxi. Mm. And because we had no money, so they said, we'll pay it when you get here. So we went to the taxi rank and they were fine. They gave us a gentleman to, you know, put our bags in and take us. And he was really cool. He was like chatting, asking where we were from. And then the car just started slowing down. Mm. And then suddenly he just stopped the car, turned the engine off.
Oh, no.
And started demanding money. Which we obviously didn't have because we just landed.
Yeah. When you say we, is this all Saints?
This is me and my husband.
All right.
Shit. So, he started demanding money and we said we didn't have any. And he was sort of saying, well, if we didn't give it to him, he wasn't going to take us any further. And it was like pitch black outside. Didn't know.
No way.
Yeah. So, but we kept it quite cool, actually. We were sort of
Well, so what did you give him?
Nothing. We've got no money, so you're going to need to take us to the hotel.
Yeah.
And the hotel said they'll pay you when we get there. So he, after a lot of fuss, he started up the engine and took us to the hotel.
Oh.
So that was the start of our holiday. Then we got into our room, and which was all fine, and we went to bed. And then we woke up, and there was just these, like, two, just right outside of our window, these two huge coaches full of, like, it was elderly people. So I think we'd been put into a hotel that was just, like... So we spent that whole day...
Was it like that film Cocoon?
I've not seen it, so I can't tell you. Please tell me.
It's when everyone turns old overnight and the whole place is just full of old people. Right,
well, yes. It was like Cocoon. And so then we ended up finding somewhere else to stay. And then we did a trip. Stupidly, really, what we should have done initially was got a tour guide. This was obviously before children, so we did explore, and I did like going, like I said to you, I did like to do a lot of that stuff. So we thought, oh, we'll get our, you know, rucksacks and we'll go and have a little look around ourselves. We'll go to the tombs. And we got down there, and obviously, I suppose we're the only two people down there without tour guides. So it was like, okay, somebody and picked us up. It was awful. Someone came and picked us up and they took us around. Well, he was like, actually, no, it was this really sweet little old man saw us and he called us. He said, come over. So we followed him only with his hands. Yeah. Sweet. And he kept calling us. He kept saying, follow me, like, comes, and then we'd follow him around the corner. It was a bit like a maze, so we'd follow him around the corner, and then he'd come, and then we'd follow him around another corner, and then finally we got to this dead end. And there was this wall, and on this wall he said, this is sacred, and if you kiss, you have to kiss the wall, kiss each other, and it brings you good luck. So we were like, oh, okay. Kissed the wall, kissed each other.
Yeah, nice.
Kissed the wall, snogged each other, not really, kissed each other. And then literally straight after, he just went.
Oh, no. No, not wanted money.
Just wanted money.
No.
So we were like, all right, okay. And we sort of paid him and off we went. And then we got a tour guide for the rest of that trip. Yeah, we got a tour guide for the rest of that trip.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Life's a Beach, sponsored by the Egyptian Tourist Board. But people take the piss, and that's the trouble, isn't it? That spoilt that holiday. And you never even saw a pyramid.
No.
Well, listen, I went to Sri Lanka.
Right.
And there's this place right in the middle. There's a big old mountain.
Yeah.
And they started befriending me, the locals. And I had put on a bit of timber over Christmas. I was even fatter than I am now. And so they started pushing me up the hill to help me because I was so fat. And then when they got to the top, they were demanded money. They got nasty. They went, we pushed you up here. I said, I didn't ask you to push it up me. And then they helped me down, holding my hand like this. It was so embarrassing.
I actually thought you were going to say, if you don't give it, we're going to push you off.
I wouldn't put it past them. They got really nasty. They were like, oh. And then one man was going, oh, doing this mime. Oh, I'm like, no, because I know I am big, but I'm not unfit.
Yeah. Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe a little bit unfit, but I'm not, oh, it's like, yeah. oh, I'm like, no mime. Not funny, no money. No mime, no money. Oh, that's a shame, because Egypt is on my wish list, but you don't want to get taken the piss. I hate that, because you're vulnerable when you get off that plane. You don't know.
No. Oh, it was everything. I remember the tour guide that we then got. took us, he then, yeah, he was then in on the act because he took us around, took us to places, and then he went, so out there they have beautiful, like vases and stones that are made out of this.
There's always a rug factory as well. No rug, rug factory. And you watch them open, no, they pull out the rugs, no. No, don't want a rug. Still don't want a rug. You show me another rug. Rug. And then they show you 100 rugs. You're like, I don't want a rug.
Oh, no, this wasn't a rug. This was a certain... They had these vases made out of... oh, gosh, I can't remember now. A certain stone. And he said, I can take you to where they make them.
Oh,
so we're like, okay, yeah, great. You know. But he literally just took us to... It was like his mate's shop, and he kind of went in the shop, and he obviously told his mate to come out back, to come out the back. So he came out the back, and he was doing this demonstration of like pretending to bang, pretending to like gather stones. It was, yeah. And I actually didn't even get out the car.
Yeah.
I told my husband, I went, I'm not going out to see that. And
so he had to get out the car and stand there and watch. I was just sat in the car like that. Yeah, I've had enough. I'm not doing any.
What about me in Tunisia? Me and my friend Hayley, we went to see the troglodyte caves,
right.
People up in the mountains who are untouched by civilization. There was a satellite. Light dish on the back of the, and I can hear Sky Sports through the door. And the woman's like this with this loom, like this. Like, oh, we are. I'm like, your husband is watching Man U 2 feet away, and you're like, don't give me that shit. So listen, obviously you were in one of the biggest girl groups going, All Saints. What was it like travelling with them?
Not going to lie, it was tiring a lot of the times because we were in, you know, a different country every day.
Yeah.
But also because it was the four of us, we had a lot of good times, actually. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think people know now the schedules, don't they? The thing, I think people now, then there's been these documentaries and stuff. I think people know what you were put through, and it, you know, it's like, come on up in the crack of dawn, da 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 da, like this, performing, you know, and jet lagged, everything,
It's a lot, actually. I really love Japan. I think that was one of the first countries I went to where, obviously, because it was just so different, but I loved it. I loved the culture, and I really, and we went there quite a few times, so each time going back, it's, you know, it started to become familiar. And
nice, Are you adventurous when you holiday? Will you try the local street food?
Did I try the local street food? But my allergies, you see, that's what the problem is.
Yes.
Unless I'm going to, we can be really clear that none of that stuff's in it, so that's why I've got to be careful.
Yeah, well, testicles, you're all right.
No, babe.
No. I mean, fish, eggs, yeah, I suppose that is. Well, yeah, chicken on a stick.
Mm. So but then my friend went to, I can't remember where he went now, but he stopped off and got some chicken on the side of the road and ended up with salmonella in hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was pretty. No. I can't remember where he went, but yeah.
Have you ever holidayed anywhere and there has been someone famous on your flight or someone famous at your hotel? We've had Leonardo DiCaprio, we've had David Dickinson, we've had Jane McDonald, we've had Beyonce.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you been on a flight and seen someone? You've been at the hotel and someone's been there?
I've been on a flight. I remember I was on Concorde once and sat behind, it was J-Lo and Gwyneth Paltrow. They were sat side by side, yeah. I was sat behind them like that.
Who knew those two were friends?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they weren't friends. They weren't travelling together, but they both were on the flight too. And they did a bit of, you know.
I would lose my shit if I sat there and there was like those two in front.
Yeah.
Was Concorde amazing?
Yeah, because obviously it's so quick. It was what, like three?
They need to bring it back. I might bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
It needs to come back.
It does.
Yeah.
That's so quick. And it's 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
So listen, you've got a new single out, Kiss of Life. Are you going on tour? Are you doing any festivals? Where can we see you perform?
I am. So I'm doing a show on the 14th of May at the Jazz Cafe, which I'm really looking forward to. I know. My first show. And I'm also doing Mighty Hoopla,
yeah,
which I'm looking forward to as well, because that's always fun. And a show at Blenheim Palace.
Wow. With,
I think the Sugar Babes are on it, and Mel C. I'm looking forward to this.
And your album's coming out in May.
Yeah.
Is that right?
My album Pages.
Give us some hints. What kind of style? What is it?
It's really lush. That's one way of describing it. It's lush. It's got strings. It's quite cinematic.
Oh, nice. Is it the same vibe as Kiss Alive?
Some of the songs are. Yeah. But the thread really throughout all of the album are strings, I'd say.
Yeah. Really, are you nervous about it all?
No, I'm not. No. I've always been writing. And then I wrote one song in particular and I just thought, I would love to do a project around this. And so that was pretty much the start of it all. And, you know, I'm enjoying it.
What gets you goat when you're on holiday in a hotel and stuff? Do you like a smelly room? Does that piss you off? It's noisy. What's the one that really gets you goat?
What really gets my goat? Do you know what? I've got to say, I'm quite easygoing. Not that I would put up with that stuff, but I probably wouldn't. Like my husband, he's, you know, all of that kind of stuff is on his radar, and you know, he's quite happy to go around and look at like 100 different rooms and all that kind of thing. Whereas I'm quite chilled, and I can be a bit like,
do you wind him up and get him to complain?
No, not my vibe. No. But what would get my goat?
Have you ever? You've never complained.
Do you know what? Probably on tour.
What if someone put a fish and some eggs on your pillow?
Oh, yeah, I'd be straight down to reception.
That would be quite weird as well.
Or if it was, do you mean like the welcome thing? Yeah. You go in your room.
Yeah,
welcome.
Normally there's like a towel done as a swan and you just put some eggs and a bit of tuna. I've got an allergy.
Yeah. On tour, probably, would be my main. Because, you know, when you're working, by the end of the night, you really just want to be able to it all be cool and you get your head down in a decent place. So, probably on tour, we've probably walked into some rank places and moved.
It's when they put you near the lift. I hate that.
Do you? Yeah.
Ping!
Yeah.
And you're like, my headboard must be the back of this lift. Pings, like being in a microwave. You're 100 years old, you're sitting in your rocking chair, you got your blanket over your lap. Where do you want to be?
Ooh.
Jamaica, Maldives? Where do you feel home where you go? You go, oh, I've arrived home.
Probably Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah, probably Jamaica, because it just, you know, it reminds me of my mum. I'd go to Jamaica.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start our descent into Jamaica. Cabin crew, hot cross bun, checkbook and pen, thank you.
Okay, right, we've just got time now for quick fire rounds.
Okay, gosh, okay.
Tea bag or tequila?
Tequila.
Topless or hot mess?
Topless.
Oh. Love it. Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
I'm Too Shy. I'm Too Shy.
Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to prison?
Oh, I'd love to go on holiday with you. It'd be fun.
Let's go to Jamaica, not Egypt. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you quite a good tipper or do you think, ha ha, never see you again?
No, I would tip.
Good.
Yeah, I would tip.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
Very kind soul. Just not in Egypt.
Not there, no.
Thank you so much. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
I will, thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Shaznay. That was so much fun. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Life's a Beach. We know there are other podcasts and we always appreciate our frequent flyers. Don't forget, guys, Life's a Beach.